The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Shamrock's music's different too. It's more like,
it's more like a 90s TV show than it is like his actual old, like the song that we would know.
Coming down to the ring, yeah. And he this thing didn't last for long too, wearing his robe to the ring back in, you know, in a couple of years. He was like the hired assassin for the McMahons. To protect Stephanie.
And I don't think I actually want to check out. I know Something to Wrestle With did a Shamrock episode, I think a couple of months ago, which I haven't checked out. I want to, because I want to kind of hear his story and you know how they were able to get him from the UFC to come over to here. And
Yeah, that's a good episode. They actually discuss on his sort of his last tangent in the WWE, and he really wanted to get used more. And then next minute they go, are you going to come to the shows? Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
Was it? And also, JR actually did a profile of Ken Shamrock as well too, which is a good listen as well. Because he was the actual, I think at the time, you know, head of talent relations. He was the one that had to sort of say to Ken, if you're not going to come in, we're not going to pay you. And if you continue to screw us around, I'm going to have to let you go. Oh, geez.
But they're literally treating this as like a hybrid mixed martial arts / wrestling match.
This is the type of stuff they do over in Japan like that. Like big dudes just beating the shit out of each other.
Well, there's a thing called Pancrase in Japan, and Shamrock was in that also. Frank Shamrock, his half brother, also fought there.
Yes.
And they said for this matchup itself is that the winner can only be done via knockout or submission. So there's no disqualifications, there's no count out, there's no pinfall. It's either knockout or submission for tonight's winner.
You almost used a Kimura on Vader there. I wonder if they said to each other during this match, is like, can we just like throw some live rounds at each other?
Oh, they do. Some of the stuff in this, though, the way Vader hits Shamrock, you're like, okay. Like, Shamrock's a trained fighter, and he's selling for you, and he's actually, you know, protecting you, and you're just hitting him as hard as you could.
He just missed a roundhouse kick there that could have done some real fucking damage to Vader's face. He's a jacked up dude. Look at it. Shamrock is just like a Vince McMahon dream of absolute, you know, 0% body fat, just absolute wrestling. He's trying to lift him. No, Vader's smart. He's got those ropes.
Well, looking at my notes here, at this time, Shamrock's professional record was 23 wins, 5 losses, and 2 draws. His last fight was against Brian Johnson at UFC Ultimate 1996, and that was on December 7th, 1996. And then he joined WWE, and he wouldn't go back to MMA until 2000, where he joined Pride in Japan.
He just scored himself a couple of, if this was Greco-Roman wrestling in the Olympics, he just scored himself some very high points there.
And that's the thing too, like Pride and Pancrase, there was almost like no weight class. Like there was no heavyweight down to lightweight. There's like, they used to have open weight, which was like anything. So you could have a guy like Shamrock, you know, maybe 250, 260, taking on a 400-pound dude.
Yep.
And it's like, off you go. But Pride itself was known to almost be scripted to a certain point.
Yes.
Look at this, they're actually promoting UFC.
Yes.
Down the bottom there.
Jerry Lawyer giving JR shit about it. Ooh.
It's funny too, because do you remember years ago when the UFC was first being up for sale, like the old UFC? Do you remember Jesus hearing Christ. About who one of the potential buyers was back in the old time who wanted to buy it?
Was it Vinnie Mac, wasn't it?
Shane.
Shane McMahon, sorry, yes. Yeah. Yep. And that's when they sort of that Raw underground underground started? Yeah.
During COVID, yeah. Yes, I think, Alan, I think you were just screaming at the German suplex. I think that just happened.
It took me right back to the Nikolai Volkov deadlift powerbomb. That thing was fucking amazing. And Vader took it well. Like, he was protected there, too. Like, he didn't land on his head. Yeah, this type of match on paper, you think, oh, yeah. Oh, shit, look at those. Oh, those headbutts.
Look at that. And they're full rights, too. Rights, lefts, gut punches.
Oh, look out. We've got an ankle lock. Ankle lock. No. Oh, wow. Vader. For a big dude. Yep. Not today, motherfucker. You ain't breaking my leg. You're still laughing, motherfucker. You can't help yourself, can you?
Not today, motherfucker.
Not today, motherfucker. Not today.
Like, shit, did JR just swear then? He just did too, yeah.
Yeah, he did. But what's he doing?
It's like talking to him with his hand.
We can hear you, Leroy.
You just imagine what that ring and those trunks smell like right now, eh?
Delish.
That was good there. Ducks to the left, ducks to the right, goes to the... Oh, wow. He's a Shamrock with a back elbow.
Oh, here we go. Headlock.
Going for a guillotine.
Yes, got the guillotine. Oh, Shades of China. Kick in the belly.
Watch this clothesline.
Oh. Ooh.
Good Lord.
He's going to...
Going for like a modified like Americana or Kimura on the back shoulder. But I like how the fans just cheering. What does King say? Welcome to the World Wrestling, Federation.
Watch this. Watch this. He just lifts him. Yep. And then just meat on meat.
God, he just whiplashed him. Yeah, I went back and watched, what was it, one of Vader's not best moments was the Shawn Michaels matchup at that SummerSlam. Shawn's going for an elbow drop, Vader doesn't move, and Shane Shawn just jumps on him and yells at him, almost spits on him, and it's like, oh,
calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, triangle. You going to lift him up?
It was like the Hell's Gate, hey? Take his elbow.
Yeah. That Vader can get out of this. He just has to lift him up.
Just one arm.
Look at this. He's going to do it. I hold my hand. Oh, my. Oh.
Oh.
Brutality here.
Well, you're a fan of Vader in what? WWE Vader or WCW Vader?
WCW Vader was like a murderer, a monster. Mm. Like, he was a legit scary dude. I mean, that's fucking scary what he just did there with Shamrock.
Jesus.
But they didn't really know how to use Vader properly, sadly, in WWE.
Yeah.
But he stints in WCW, some scary stuff. But, you know, luckily he came out and helped Coach and Goldust. And then fell over on a steel chair. He fell down the ramp.
What was that, taken on Batista or something, wasn't it?
Batista, that's it. Batista versus Coach and Goldust and Vader.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if that one time was Coach going to become like the new Paul Bearer or something. Like totally white face.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yes. Oh, tch. Yeah, did he actually? That's right. Did he actually just make him like, "You're gonna fucking take this"?
I love how he just flexed it and said, "That's right."
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
See, one of my early memories of Vader was the helmet. Remember that in WCW was seeing the helmet with the steam coming off the front. Like, was it the Mastodon helmet or something like that? You would have. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool feature.
Yeah, Vader's got the nose. His nose.
Like, he's the dude doing the most offense, and he's the one bleeding.
Yeah, he's beating the shit out of him.
Shamrock's is just all in. Shamrock's is all internal.
I love that when Vader does that with his whole body mass and just uses his two hands just to, like, just crushing.
Just to get off me. Just get off.
Yeah, just like, I'm going to use my full body weight here.
Yeah, I think I talked about it on a future episode, or not, actually, no, an old episode I did where I covered the Edge versus Vader match from an old Heat.
Yes,
and
that
was like 98 Vader, and that's when Vader was kind of, you know, it's time to go, and it was a very sloppy match, and he was really rough against Edge. But Edge goes back at him during the matchup, and you're like, yeah, this is an old time for him. Yep. Okay, that nearly broke the buckle.
I mean, we saw Hunter at the beginning of the night, like, get absolutely fucked over with the ropes there off that turnbuckle.
Did you see that thing with Lashley recently?
No.
Lashley was taken on Drew McIntyre over in the UK for just a WWE live show, and the rope snapped as he was getting Irish whipped and just went toppling over the top rope.
Ooh. Was he hurt? Was he all right?
He sold it, got back in, did the matchup, and then when they did their second day of the event, Lashley comes out and purposely pulls the rope really tight to check it, does a thumbs up to the crowd. All good.
Smart. That's good.
But they reckon the snap actually came from McIntyre because he went the other way, and as they both went back, it snapped the whole corner of it. But it looked really scary, like it could have ended really badly.
Mm-hmm.
These shorts.
I know, especially that forearm shot. Do you see the ring?
It just shook. It just moved.
It shook and moved. Is this the co-main event? Because is there another match after this?
No, this is it. This is co-main.
You can understand why. I mean, I think at this time when I was watching this, I was like, maybe 6 whiskeys in. And so it's a bit of a blur here. So I don't really... Oh, man, where are you going?
Watch the crowd just get up for it, too. They're like, where's he going? Is he going up? He's going up. Okay.
Look at him. He's going to the top.
Look at him.
He's going to the top. We're going to see.
Holy shit. Here he goes.
Oh. No, he used to move his head, but the full mass of his body did not connect.
It's almost like they really do treat this like a mixed martial arts fight because it goes for about 15 minutes, which is a standard for a UFC contest, you know, 5 5-minute rounds.
I loved it that he continually puts his, keep his guard up because that's what that type of style. Oh,
but he's also not checking any kicks though. Yeah, look at, holy shit, Shamrock.
That was cool.
You're taking this move, all right?
Yeah, you're fucking going. You remember Nikolai?
He's my mate.
Yeah. So fucking here we go. His legs w- would be so bruised after this too. Are we going to get an ankle lock? No, no. Up Boston Crab.
And that's the thing, like, leg kicks in MMA is some of the most dangerous things. Like, a leg kick can just fuck up a knee. Like, if they hit you perfectly, your knee could be stuffed for, like, years because the cartilage, the bones, yep. Leg kicks, like, oh, cringy just it. For what they can do.
Back in your old podcast of the Mr. MMA, the sort of the live Cybertask cast that we used to do, we used to watch the live event where just like, Jesus Christ, brutality.
Mm.
Man, those forearms. Oh.
Oh. That was like almost like an overhand right.
That is an Evander Holyfield.
Old counter.
That was... Oh, wow.
He gets him.
Jeez.
What do you think of that ending, though? Could he have sold the ride a bit more?
I think they wanted to make it look real.
Yeah.
Because, you know... But, yeah, again, the continuous shots to the thighs and to the legs is meant to make him go, yep, I'm going to tag. I'm going to tap out. I would have made him tap out. I would have, like, put him to sleep. Like, put him in a reverse neck hold or something. Oh, my God. Mike Tyson is a coward. Wait a minute.
Would have think, within the next year, he was at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Jeez.
He's over here, too. Look at the fans all getting on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. I thought that might have been, like,
Jesus, mate. Like, I just think they should have sold that a little bit longer. Like, they should have maybe had Vader walk around for a bit more. It just felt like Shamrock's awake now to do that. Like, the ankle lock was just a little bit too quick to transition from that shot to that.
What a fucking match. That was cool. Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
And an interesting note, if you have seen The Vacations, this is what blew my mind, right? When I first saw Vacation, it's like a family comedy.
Mm.
There's a tit shot in it. Of her, the mum, in the shower. In the first movie, when they're travelling across the country and they just stay in an old little hotel, it goes to like an old-fashioned psycho-type scene of Chevy Chase with a banana pretending to be... It's got to be camera, pretending to try and scare her.
Yeah, it's going to be...
And he pulls open the shower and she turns to the camera and then goes like that.
But you see. You see boob.
And I'm thinking... I'm watching this when I'm like 15 going, oh, wow, she's a mom, and oh, what? And wind it back. Don't, you would. Don't glare look at me like that. Oh, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
don't do that anymore.
No, you just like.
I'll just go outside.
I'll just go outside and.
Hey, mate.
Hope for some titty. I'll wait outside just all day. Sit outside. Oh, he's stuck to her hair.
Sit outside. Just. Dinner. Wait.
Wait. I've been waiting for 6 hours. I'm so glad to be on.
Yeah, but India. So if you ever go back and watch the first one, that's where you're getting that shot. All right. So it always blows my mind.
December 14th.